It's time for the Fantasy Football Guys. Get ready to call. It's the Saturday Q&A show. Here they are, Lyle Conkeel and Kevin Moore, the Fantasy Football Guys.
Not just the Fantasy Football Guys. The Fantasy Football Guys. Hey, what's going on, guys? Saturday morning. It is Saturday morning, I guess, unless you're in Europe. Anyway, we're the Fantasy Football Guys. I'm Kevin.
I'm Lyle.
And we are doing this bad boy live on Saturday morning, cutdown day, where all teams have to be at their 53 by 4 p.m. Lots of heartbreak today. Lots of dreams
shattered.
I like
the way they're doing it, though.
You like going right from 90 to 53 without the 75 cutoff?
Yeah, it gives the kids another shot. You know, to make the full club.
The fourth game.
It never made sense to me that they had to cut down. You should have to have your roster by, you know, the beginning of the season, which today makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. And I think it keeps potential, you know, starters and or contributors from the season having to play in that fourth game. So, me likey. So if you want to give us a ring at 650-733-8334, we have some emails we have to get to. We have some forum questions we have to get to, plus a couple of people ask questions on Twitter. So we have those to go through.
This one might be a short show.
It might be. I mean, the first one's always weird until people go, wait a minute, they do a Saturday call? I can call?
Yeah, they're like, what?
First one's always a little weird. So, you know, we have fun, though, no matter what. You all right over there?
Yeah, a little bit of inception going on. I'm trying to get the link for our live stream tweeted out.
Something may have just happened with call in studio. It looks weird.
Great.
Anyway, we'll see. All right, so let's go to some news here real quick. Most of the news is, you know, this dude got dropped, that dude got dropped. Willie Snead apparently suspended for the first three games of 2017 for violating the league's personal conduct policy. Apparently the Saints knew this was going to happen, and, you know, a lot of people did, but didn't tell anybody else, like us, fans,
right,
et cetera. So
right.
If you drafted Willie Snead, sorry.
Sorry about your Lizuck.
Yeah, you have to find another option. Victor Cruz got released by the Bears. Dude tweaked his knee, and next thing you know, he's on the street. Think that's it for old Salsa Boy?
Maybe. I mean, he's a talented receiver, man, so it's possible that he'll find a gig somewhere. Thing is, dude, aging receiver, doesn't have legs.
Yeah, can he still run?
I mean, that's the thing. Dude.
Not on that knee.
Yeah, so, I mean, right now, chances are probably slim that anybody will roll the dice on him. But now, if he goes through some rehab, starts looking good, get into the middle of the season or whatever.
Maybe.
Maybe, because people get hurt, you know what I mean?
Well, I was thinking that since Cameron Meredith went down, maybe Victor Cruz would throw a little stability there into the Bears wide receiver room, but
not so
not.
Much.
Brock Osweiler cut by Browns. That's not a big shock, honestly. You know, you got to figure, you know, how he came to the Browns was kind of weird anyway. Basically, they traded for him from the Texans, and where they trade him to cut him? They went to get him just so they could trade him. It didn't work, obviously. Bad move by the Browns. But I did see that him actually being in Browns camp and doing as well, quote unquote, as he did. It maybe made his stock rise a little bit. We'll see. Good news for young James Boy producer Montavis Bryant, fully reinstated by the NFL, which means he is going to be able to play in regular season games, potentially starting next week.
Right. Exciting.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're a Martavis Bryant owner, I mean, because, you know, Jamie kept him in the keeper league. Yeah. Kept him for a 10th. No big shock here. Matt Barkley cut by the 49ers yesterday. I guess that doesn't. Nobody really cares about that.
Yeah, who cares? He used to be an Eagle, so I guess that's why we know his name.
Yeah, I suppose so. You know what? Chris Ivory is a guy that really nobody has talked about much this offseason. Mm-hmm. Everybody's talked about Leonard Fournette, but it appears as though Chris Ivory's still at the top of that depth chart.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm just. I kind of threw it to you for a comment.
Yeah, there's not a shock there. I mean, he's a veteran, right? Had quite a bit of success in this league. And here's the thing, dude. Who else do they have?
Well, Fournette. They
sure
have Yeldon.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, Yeldon's not.
Right. I mean,
yeah. So, I mean, it probably will be that, you know, he'll have the bulk of the carries early, and then as we move on in the season, Fournette gets more comfortable, boom, he's off to the races, and now Chris Ivory's the change of pace back.
Yeah. And, right? And that's probably a decent spot for him.
Yeah.
And we'll have to see how that goes. So we have a caller.
Do we?
I'm waiting for young James there to type something into
that's exciting
the screen so I can see who it is. But I don't know. James is talking to him. We'll see what happens. Okay. First show.
This is so rough. Right
first now. Show weirdness. Yeah, but yeah. It happens. So yesterday on Twitter, some asshat, he tweeted out a bunch of things. He says his name is Daryl Tuttle, and he says of the 75 ranked FF analysts, Lyle and Kevin rank 74 in the fantasy binomial distribution rating.
What the hell is that?
So he's basically saying we suck because we're 74 out of 75.
Wait a minute. Based on the rankings for this year?
No. I guess he's trying to say that, you know, our picks are basically almost dead last.
What but, picks?
You know, our advice of saying play this guy over that guy.
How is that even?
Just hold on.
Wait. How is he tracking it?
Dude, I don't know.
Oh.
See, that's the thing. And then Drew comes back and is like, yeah, this doesn't exist. So I looked at the dude's, looked at his post history. He's basically saying of the 75 ranked of the 75 ranked analysts, this other dude is 75. Liz Lose is 73, and this other dude is 72. It's like this fantasy binomial distribution rating. I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah.
So I think this guy's just completely.
Well, you just made it real by talking about it.
Full of, well, it was on Twitter for the world to see. So you know, Daryl, thanks for chiming in with.
Yeah, man.
Let us know. I asked for a link. I'm like, you know, I want to see this. Because if that's true, that's fine. I want to see who, you know.
I don't think it's possible.
For us to be that?
No. That's anybody could track. We don't publish weekly rankings. We don't write articles.
Unless somebody's sitting there
listening
down,
to our show.
Right. Which we know that really nobody does.
Right. So it's certainly not with that level of detail over the course of seasons.
Yeah.
No way. We do like, I don't know, 50, 60 shows?
Not just that, but I know if we're 74 and Liz is 73,
yeah.
Okay, I'll take that because she's right a lot.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go to Alabama, and Dorothy is on the line.
Oh.
Hello, Dorothy. How are you? Do we have it, Dorothy?
Great.
Well...
just to let you know, I got to be home by 1 o'clock, bro.
Dude, Dorothy, don't hang up on us. Everything's up where it should be.
We just did a test. It worked fine.
It did. Yeah, it did.
Okay.
I got this turned up. Dorothy?
Maybe it's Dorothy's issue.
I don't know.
It's probably not.
Did you have Dorothy okay?
Did you talk to her?
Yeah.
Well? Huh.
Don't we literally just did a test. You could hear me through the headphones and everything.
Everything
right?
was fine. Everything was good.
No.
So, please call back, Dorothy. I think it's maybe a system issue, but you know.
Does it say that she's live?
It does. It says that she's in.
This is going to be a really good show if nobody can call in.
dude, we just did a test.
Yeah.
Oh,
you want me to give me your phone and I'll call back in. All right. In the meantime, fill this dead air with something.
Yeah, I'll do a question. There you go.
All right.
Sorry, Dorothy. We're going to put you back in the queue, darling. All right? Hang on. Not that it's going to matter. Okay, Lyle's going to call in. Anyway, so we had other questions on Twitter. Let me find them here. Tight end question. 10-team PPR. He's got Ebron and Brait. Been considering dropping Brait and picking up Austin Hooper. Thoughts on that? And I believe my response was that basically, between Brait and Hooper, I think it's basically a push. All right. So let's see if I can get Lyle on here. Lyle. Can't get Lyle. What in the bloody hell? Okay. Well, Lyle, get back, dude. I don't know what to do. Dorothy, sorry. We're probably going to have to restart this thing. Lyle's got an idea. Live radio.
Yeah, here's what we're going to do. You're going to cut whatever volume that comes from Skype and dial back into and set all that back up.
Yeah.
And then I'll do a question while you're doing that.
All right.
Okay. Hopping over to the E-Mizales. Doug says, part two, we answered his question on Wednesday. He says, thank you for answering my question on Wednesday. I do believe that higher round draft picks, I believe this is the guy that was criticizing the magic formula. I do believe that higher round draft picks are more valuable, and therefore you minimize risk by taking stud wide receivers. Okay. I've been able to use flyers on running back successfully and successfully roster at least one future RB stud, and often two to three due to circumstances or injury. This is my strategy. Valid strategy, dude. I mean, if you can find those diamonds in the rough, good on you. I mean, that's what good drafting is all about. So if you're able to fade those top couple of picks and...
Dude, this is going to have to be live because I...
What's going to have to be live?
The robotics of the show coming through and me signing on to call in studio.
You can't cut it. Why can't you cut the volume?
I have to be able to hear it so I know when to do things.
Plug your phone in or,
So, dudes, chicks, you're going to have to bear with us.
Well, now they're going to know our passwords and stuff. Because if you punch the numbers in, they can hear the tone. That doesn't work.
Well, I'll do that quietly.
Okay. Anyway, so that's a very, very valid strategy. If you're able to do that, right, Doug, good on you, man. I have not been able to do that successfully. Now, I play in a lot of leagues every year, so some leagues I'm successful, some I'm not. But I find it easier to draft when I nail the major positions early. Now, please remember, we're not saying you shouldn't take wide receivers early. We're just saying you also need to take running backs. Like, you know, it's better to draft them early if you draft, say, even the first four picks or so because they're very good. But at pick five and six, I would probably draft a wide receiver, right, in the first round. So I don't have any issues with you going wide receiver early. I just think if you fade the first five rounds without drafting a running back, I think you're in a lot of trouble. You might be able to score one, but that's a potentially large chunk of your weekly play that you're drafting outside of the top rounds. And I think you have to deal with that in the background. That is an unwise early strategy. They can still definitely hear that, Kevin.
I know, but there's nothing I can
do. All right, whatever.
We'll
change them. So he said, now you two went off on a tangent on what was clearly a misunderstanding. I assume that previous year's results dictated this year's draft order. I assume that you were picking first. You finished DFL the prior year. So let me ask you, in my league, where the same players participate year after year, what's your opinion? Should you randomize draft positions or go by finish order? I know that finish order could cause some people to tank at the end of the year, but we haven't had that issue in leagues I do that way. Here's how I feel about that. I mean, first of all, it's your league. Do whatever you want to do, right? I mean, we just implemented that this year in our main money league.
All right, so I think we're good, by the way.
Okay.
Somebody can call in.
I think it makes sense to do it when it's a keeper league, right? And certainly dynasty leagues, you have to do it that way. When you're in redraft leagues, it really doesn't matter. So, you know, if your league mates all vote on this and this is the way you guys want to go about it, fine. You know, I don't really have any issues with it. But I think when you get into keeper leagues, particularly two or three or a dynasty league, I think it becomes more and more important to give people that finish last a chance at better players so to keep the league more competitive. Because if the guy who won the league and has Antonio Brown, Zeke, and I don't know, David Johnson or something, and now he gets the first pick in the draft, that's really unfair.
Yeah.
You know, so because he's going to have a shot at the top rookies and he's going to be able to continue that, you know, forever and ever. So, yeah, I think it's important to I think it's definitely important to do that in sort of keeper leagues, especially deep keeper leagues. But other than that, in a redraft, do what you want to do. I mean, it's probably fun for the person who finished last to come in and go, hey, I got the first pick now. You know, that might keep them interested year after year, but at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter.
Well, what we did in the league is if you finish last, you get your choice of next year's.
Right, you choose.
If you want to be 12th, then you're 12th.
Yep.
So, Dorothy, we're back, so please feel free to
give that a shot again.
Call back from Alabama.
We tested this minutes before we went on the show, and everything was fine. We had a clean recording. It was all good.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you know, when you do it live and you don't have, I'm sorry, James, nothing against you, but we don't have producers, you know.
Right. To set it up here. Yeah.
Right. To handle this stuff off air. You know, it's all happening on this Mac right
here. Oh, well.
So anyway.
Welcome to the show.
Please feel free to call back if you like. All right. So from Twitter, we have this, this person says, hello from London, gents. Any tips on who to start week one or wide receiver? Had first pick PPR non-keeper league. So. Wide receivers look like he's got Baldwin, Terrell Pryor in, and he also has, oh, well, he didn't really tell us who his team was. Yeah, pick my lineup, but don't tell me who. Don't tell us who your team is.
Was there an additional post that?
Well, not apparently.
All right,
it's pretty funny. He's got Kenny Galladay. Oh, here we go. Kenny Galladay, Chris Hogan, Sterling Shepard. Dude, I think you got it right. I think it's Pryor and Baldwin.
Yeah. You have to remember, and we say this every year: start your studs. People you drafted early, please start them.
Yeah,
there's no reason to get cute now. Now I realize Hogan might go off.
Right.
You know, but.
Well, dude's got a flex spot, and he's got Tevin Coleman in it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I may pop him out and put Hogan in, just because you don't want to be the guy who sat Hogan week one, and Hogan did Edelman, you know?
Hogan did Edelman.
Hogan did Edelman. Hey, Dorothy's back. This is fantastic. Okay. Let's give it a try. Let's see. Here we go. Dorothy!
Hello?
Yes.
Dorothy, how are you?
Thank God. Sorry about that.
Problem. How are you guys? I'm
good. Doing well.
Doing fabulously. Thank you for asking. What can we do for you?
I'm calling to. It's my first time doing fantasy.
Okay.
And we did our draft pretty early, like 2 weeks ago. So, I already have my team drafted. I've had it for about 2 weeks. And I just want to get your guys' opinion on who should be my starters for week one.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Tell us who you have. Let's start at QB. Who do you have?
QB, I have Philip Rivers and Andrew Luck.
Well, that should be pretty easy. The guy who's actually going to play. I think it's going to be Phil Rivers in this case.
Yep, that'll be Rivers.
Yeah, that'll be easy. Okay.
All right. For running backs, I have Le'Veon Bell, Melvin Gordon, Leonard Fournette. I have C.J. Anderson, Kareem Hunt, and Amir Abdullah.
That's a pretty good lineup of running backs there.
Yes,
how many can you play? Do you have do you have two running backs and a flex?
I can play two running backs and a flex.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's going to be Bell and Gordon initially. Let's get back to the flex after we hear about those wide receivers.
Yeah, we'll do the flex all independently. Right.
So I have T.Y. Hilton, DeAndre Hopkins, Alshon Jeffrey, and Keenan Allen, and Jameson Crowder.
You
did pretty well at the draft, I got to tell you that. So I'm a little wary of T.Y. Hilton when the quarterback is Scott Tolzien for the Colts. So I may fade him for the first week.
That's going to be Hopkins, definitely.
DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah. I'd play Alshon Jeffrey, too.
No, man. Keenan Allen's so good.
Oh, you do have a flex.
Plus, you get the stack with Rivers.
Mm.
You know?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. You know, Keenan Allen could...
Play him while he's healthy.
This is it. Keenan Allen probably won't finish the season if history is an indicator. So, you drafted him probably relatively high. So, you know, definitely Keenan Allen and DeAndre Hopkins were probably your first two drafted wide receivers, right?
Mm-hmm. So, let's take a look at it. Alshon is playing Washington, and Keenan Allen's at Denver.
Go ahead, Dorothy. Lyle's being rude.
Sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. I took T.Y. as my first wide receiver, actually, because I was hoping Luck would make his return early in the season.
Well, you know, he may. He's you know, it's just not going to be week one. He may be out for the first three, but when he comes back, hopefully he comes back strong. So... you know, I'm a little wary of T.Y. week one without Luck there. So I would play Keenan Allen and DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, or Alshon and DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, I could go back and forth on both of those guys. The biggest reason is Keenan Allen's playing at Denver. So, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, you play your studs. You don't get
you
cute.
Do.
You don't
you
get
do.
Cute week one.
Yeah, and we still don't know how well Alshon's going to fit into that offense just yet.
I think he's going to be okay.
I think he is too, but we're still not sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay. I'll go with Keenan Allen there. So Alshon, we'll put him on the bench week one and see what happens. But I would play Keenan Allen, DeAndre Hopkins there, and come back to your flex spot. It's definitely going to be one of those running backs. And oh, dude,
what are our options there?
Okay, C.J. Anderson,
yeah,
Fournette, or Kareem Hunt.
I got to go Kareem Hunt.
I think I do, too.
I think Kareem Hunt's going to do fabulously starting the first week.
Listen, I get that Fournette's the big name.
I do.
Right? I understand. But Hunt is the bell cow, right? Fournette's playing at Houston, too.
And he's got Forte. We just talked right. about
him. Not Forte. Chris Ivory.
Ivory. What the hell yep. am I thinking? Yeah.
You're thinking about the Jets a couple years ago.
Yeah. So, yeah. The hell. It sucks getting old, guys. It does.
It sucks getting back into the season, too. Yeah, we have no idea what's going on.
So you have Chris Ivory. He's gonna take it. And T.J. Yeldon's still there, right?
Yeldon's still there, unless
he gets cut today, right?
Right.
He's not going to. So, probably not. You know, really, it's Kareem Hunt, Shark West, and you know, maybe a carry or two from somebody else. But, yeah, I would definitely roll with...
I'd play Hunt, too.
Play Kareem Hunt in the flex.
So there you go, Dorothy.
Okay.
Well, welcome to Fantasy Football, and welcome to the Fantasy Football Guys. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, let us know how it goes next week.
Yeah, call us back.
I will. Thank you for your help.
No problem.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much.
Have a wonderful day.
Indeed.
All right, you too.
Bye. There goes Dorothy. First-time caller, new to Fantasy Football. I love it.
Love it.
Absolutely love it.
Love it.
And she found us somehow, which is amazing. So I get a text.
Not
today.
Only did she find us, but then she decided to continue listening to us.
Yeah, and called back a second time, which is amazing. Thank you, Dorothy. Appreciate
Thank you,
that.
Dorothy.
So this morning I get a text. Somehow, like years ago when I went to Ohio, I had to give Mojo my phone number so we could connect because we had a beer together, right? So now occasionally Mojo will send me a text, right?
Yeah.
So to this morning he's like, how can I find this call-in show? What time does it start? Yada, yada. Yeah, so now, you know, he was just...
I sent it out on Twitter earlier.
I know, but he just uses Twitter to annoy Donald Trump, apparently.
Oh, okay.
So, right. Which is, you know, it's a noble cause. Yeah.
What's up?
What's up, Mojo?
Is this Mojo?
Is that Candy I hear in the back?
Yeah, she's over there trying to figure out whether she should take a kicker in round one or round two.
Right, always what? Round one. Yeah, get the best kicker available.
Yeah, get Matt Bryant from Atlanta in round one.
Yeah,
especially if you have a pick in the front of round one.
Yeah.
So what's up there, Mojo? How's Ohio?
I would be able to call you guys while she was still out at the farmer's market, but it didn't work out that way. She's back, but I'll give it a try. And
sorry about that, Mojo.
Stay quiet.
For those new to the show, Mojo is a longtime listener and friend of the forum.
Yeah, Mojo, you started in 2005, shortly after we started, didn't you?
I'm pretty sure he was around at the gate, yeah. It was early, anyway.
I think it was the second year that you guys...
When we got the forum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool, man. So what's up?
So I'm in a work league, and most of the leagues that I've done in the past have always been either standard or PPR, and I know how to draft for those pretty good, but this one is a bit different, so I'm looking for some guidance on drafting because it starts two quarterbacks, one running back, a flex, and then two wide receivers. So I'm curious what you're drafting recommendations would be for that sort of league where things are a little mixed up with two quarterbacks.
So it's not quarterback and a flex, but it's actually two quarterbacks, one RB,
yep.
two wide receivers, and two flexes or one flex?
Two flexes.
So you could potentially start three running backs, four wide receivers, and three tight ends. Potentially.
Two tight ends.
Right, but you have a flex spot, too.
Well, there's a flex spot that's running back, wide receiver, and then there's a flex spot that is all three.
I see.
But I'm less worried about that, and I'm more worried about two quarterbacks and two wide receivers, because that's the really weird one.
Well, let's run the numbers here. So I just ran the numbers in the Magic Formula calculator. Okay.
Yeah, Magic Formula.
Right. So here's what the numbers dictate. The 1 year, 3 year, and 5 years are 10 points, 13 points, and 13 points for the quarterback. That would be the weekly differential. And for running backs, it's 14, 12, and 13. So they're dead even. So that means that you could potentially go quarterback in the first round or in the first two rounds. This system makes quarterbacks as valuable as running backs in your system. Wide receivers are still way down the list, by the way. They're under 10 points in all of the averages, the 1, the 3, and the 5. So wide receivers, I would not draft a wide receiver until I had two quarterbacks and potentially three running backs.
Yeah. Now you're going to find out you're probably not going to get guys like Julio Jones, et cetera.
I mean, listen, use your head. Like if you have a good wide receiver comes up, you know, don't shy away from him. But at the same time, the valuable positions in that league are quarterbacks and running backs. There's just no doubt about it. So I would draft at least four of them before I started looking for a wide receiver. You know, and you're going to want to draft a third quarterback too fairly early. Like I was going to say 10, 11 or something like that, you know, but certainly don't wait until the end like you normally would.
So what pick do you have in this draft?
Right. It's a 10-team league. I'm like second or third, I think.
Perfect. So at the very worst, you'll end up with Breeze, right?
Yeah, you won't get
right.
Yeah, you won't get Bell. But if Bell doesn't go, I'd draft him, right? So let's say you're picking third and
Rodgers and Brady go.
Right, something like that happens, and Bell is still there. Definitely draft Bell, right? But if...
Or Johnson.
Yeah, or David Johnson, sure. Yeah, I forgot about him. So it would be really tough for me to draft a quarterback over Bell or Johnson, but I would definitely draft one on the hook coming back in the second round.
Yeah.
You know? And if there's a steep run on quarterbacks, you know, that kind of sucks, but you're going to end up with, you know, a sick running back tandem. And you can get away with maybe, you know, snagging Rivers and, you know, Luck might be that third quarterback I draft late, you know, take a flyer on him because maybe he'll come back and be awesome.
And you know what, dude, you know, even a guy, if you look at a guy like Brian Hoyer, who's been doing very well in preseason, I know it's preseason.
He puts up numbers though.
He does, you know, in that system, it's a quarterback friendly system. So nobody's looking at Hoyer. So you can grab that dude in the 11th as your third guy.
Yeah.
But even if you end up with like Philip Rivers and Marcus Mariota or, you know, Winston and, you know, Wentz. I mean, you know, these guys are still going to put up numbers. They're not going to be Brady, Rodgers, you know, Breeze numbers, but you can still get them, no doubt. And they'll still perform for you. Hell, you may end up having Brian Hoyer in to start at some point.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right, thanks. Hey, listen, when the eclipse comes back through in 7 years, You guys are south of it. You're welcome to come to my place in Columbus.
Nice.
Stay the night and see the eclipse.
Do the totality.
Those are my pictures.
Stay the night?
Yeah. We'll probably grab a hotel,
I have
bro.
For you.
You mean stay the night at your house?
We'll probably grab a hotel.
Yeah. I'll have bourbon and beer.
Well, now.
Oh, okay.
Well, now you're starting to speak my language.
Okay, now we'll stay at your house, and then we'll call an Uber to take us to a hotel, because I'm guessing you only have one spare bedroom, and I ain't sharing a bed with Lyle.
That's my melody.
Yeah. Maybe.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah, man. Take
care.
All
right, Mojo.
Later,
it's
Mojo.
Always a pleasure.
Later.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. If you want to give us a ring, that number is 650-733-8334. Okay, so let's see. We have other questions from the forum. Let's go with that.
We got some in the chat room here too.
Do we? Oh yeah. Yep. What's going on? Who is it?
John says, "Can't get my crappy international phone card to work. 12-team peeper, drafting 10th. Would you take a chance on Zeke in the second round?
At this point, yes.
Only two running back spots, no flex. Man, it kind of looks like his suspension is going to be reduced. Those are the reports that are coming out. It might not."
Or
they might postpone it like they did with Brady for the entire season.
Well, you know what? The legal team for Zeke is pretty smart because they're not challenging the legality of the NFL's right to suspend.
Right.
They're saying that the NFL conspired to not present evidence.
Right. So that evidence was pretty compelling. I don't know if you read it or not.
I didn't.
Apparently there was a report done
on
this. Right, I think it was by the NFL. Anyway, they hired somebody to look into this issue with Zeke, right? The result of the report, this is alleged, I haven't read the report, this is just from his legal team, said that there was not sufficient evidence to do anything about it, and they did not recommend a suspension.
I did see that the investigator didn't recommend.
Yeah, so it's like, that's pretty valid information. Like,
Yeah.
What's the NFL suspending them for then?
Right. If the investigator doesn't recommend suspension, what was the basis of a six gamer? Now maybe a one gamer because you know you should be smarter than getting these types of situations.
Sure. Six games is significant, man.
Or even two.
Right.
Six games is a lot. So
even four. Four seems to be the standard.
Well,
right?
The domestic.
Is it six for domestic?
Domestic is six. Boom.
So, but he wasn't charged. And their own investigators found that there wasn't sufficient evidence. So what policy did he violate?
He violated the Roger Goodell is a...
They can't... So I'm not saying that the NFL can't rule. Suspend. What I'm saying is they can't suspend you for no reason.
Right.
They can't just go, we think you did domestic violence, therefore... And by the way, I'm not advocating domestic violence. If Zeke did something, he should totally be punished. We're talking about the legalities of it right now. Not, you know, actual people beating each other up. That's horrible.
Right. I'm glad you clarified.
Yeah, well, I just didn't want anybody to come. I mean, they did before. So, because I was saying something about Ray Rice a couple years ago, and people were like, oh, you don't even care about that? No, no, no. I do. It's horrible. But that situation was messed up because they'd already handed down a suspension, right? They had already made up their mind, and then they re-handed stuff down for the same crime. That was messed up. Anyway, So if they can't just suspend you willy-nilly for no reason, then Zeke's got an actual legal case.
Right. So that's the case, whether, you know, I don't know if it's a conspiracy. Can you conspire with the people in your own organization? I guess.
Sure.
So we'll see how that shakes out. But, you know, whether or not the court says, you know, you have to hold off on the suspension until blah, 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 whenever.
Right.
That could change things a little bit. Like sure you said, could. It could be next year before he has to serve this, in which case people who got Zeke in the second round got crazy value.
Yeah.
Or even back of the first. Should have still taken him.
I should have taken him in the second. I didn't think about that. That was a mistake. But still, I'll be very happy with that selection if he doesn't play. Now, as an Eagles fan, I'm outraged.
Something needs to be done. Let's go to the phone, 650-733-8334. Your number to call. Mike is in Colorado. Let's see what's going on with Mike. What's going on, man?
Morning, guys. How's it going?
It's going well,
Living
Mike.
The dream, brother.
Yeah, man. It's a rainy, cold day here in Delaware, though.
Well, it's a beautiful day here up at 10,000 feet in Telluride, Colorado, although winter's right around the corner.
Yeah, but in Telluride, you guys love winter, right?
Yeah. That's your peak season.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I can't complain.
Plus, all the weed you want
to
smoke.
I got to say, I'm watching you. I'm casting you guys to my big screen TV, it's a rather disturbing view.
Just remember, the camera adds 100 pounds, dude.
Might add two bills
it's
to you,
like
buddy.
Watching the old Mike and the Mad Dog show on through a funhouse mirror.
Oh, that's messed up.
In a much worse studio.
Yeah, way worse. Although our mics are pretty good.
He's good, yeah.
Anyway, what can we do for you, man?
So I've been following you guys for many, many years.
Thank you.
Actually, three leagues. One is already drafted. I've been doing the... this league, one of my leagues has been continuously running here since 1990.
Wow. That is dedication, man.
That's back in the newspaper days.
That was the newspaper days. And I remember when we first got a computer connection where you would actually watch the bytes downloading.
Wow.
And the numbers tick over. It was very exciting.
Yeah, I bet.
So I'm trying to think, when was the first year? I know I've mentioned the team many, many times. What was the first year, though? It must have been 89, because that was the year Don Majkowski broke out.
Right.
And I had him on my team. So, 89, I've been playing consistently since, but certainly not in the same league. That's crazy talk.
Yeah. I think it was right around 89 or 90 for me as well. But
it started out with Strat-O-Matic Baseball. We used to play Strat-O-Matic Baseball,
right,
which was
now,
a card game with dice.
Right. Now, back when I was in middle school, we played a game with Sunoco, I think it was, gave away stickers and a book. We used to play trade stickers and touchdowns for the week and stuff. I guess that's a form of it. And that was the 70s, guys. That was like 77, 71, 72.
I wonder when Strat-O-Matic started, but that was a great game. And then, of course, we got into Strat-O-Matic Football when that came out, and that eventually led us to fantasy sports.
So we just completely hijacked your question.
Yeah,
there,
so we don't care at all about you. Anyway, sorry, dude. Go ahead.
I'm used to that. I've got an ex-wife.
Oh,
fair enough.
Yeah. Go for
it,
dude.
So, you know, I got into the magic formula stuff very early on and ran my numbers continuously and, always figured out that it was always running backs and wide receivers. And typically did pretty well with three running backs in the first five picks, and then wide receivers. And then the calculator came up on the website, and I said, "Oh, what the heck? I'll actually run the numbers instead of just going with the three running backs." And what came up for me was that quarterbacks are much better than wide receivers.
Okay.
Usually to the tune of about.
Real quick, can you give me your?
About.
Sorry, dude. Real quick, can you give me your starting lineups and
your roster
and stuff
requirements
so I can run it through there?
Yeah, one quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Three running backs, three wide receivers, two tight ends. That's
okay.
Including
and this is, I'm assuming it's 4 points per TD for the.
No, it's six points.
Ah,
per
that's.
See, that's why, and it's 1 point for 25 yards, right?
One for 25 yards.
It's actually one for 25 yards, and then receiving and rushing is one for 10.
Right. Okay.
So that makes sense to me, you know.
Yep.
I mean, it's about 8 points, 8 or 9 points weekly for a quarterback,
yep,
and five for a wide receiver.
Yep.
Now, it's a little skewed because of the top three quarterbacks are, I wouldn't say outliers, but that's definitely more points than the second tier quarterback.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Sure.
But you know, and I that didn't seem right to me, and I thought, well, maybe that's just Lyle effect, and the whole calculator is wrong.
The Lyle effect, yeah.
I hope it's not wrong. I spent a lot of time on that thing, dude. Yeah. You should see. I wrote about 800 lines of code to make this stupid thing work.
I'm just kidding.
No,
it's
on point.
The numbers and they're right.
Yeah, it's on point. So, I mean, honestly, what this tells me is because they're relatively close, right? You're not talking about 14 versus 6 points or something like that. You could draft either one, right? And you could definitely draft a quarterback inside the first five rounds. Now, the interesting question, because you mentioned the statistical outliers, is should you shoot for one of them, right? Should you try to draft Rodgers?
Right.
You know?
Especially if you can't get Johnson, Bell, Zeke, you know, assuming that he's going to have zero. You know, if you can't get one of the top tier running backs, do you take one of the top tier quarterbacks in the middle of the first?
Yeah, because I mean, theoretically, if you're not going to do that, you're going to draft one of the wide receivers in a standard scoring system, right?
Theoretically, yeah.
So this one, quarterbacks are more valuable. You should probably draft a quarterback.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get
top
tier out of one of those positions, absolutely.
Yeah.
What has been? This seems so strange to me that I've done a ton of mocks. And I'm drafting 10th, and what seems to work out the best is three running backs in a row, then a quarterback, usually Drew Brees.
Good.
Okay.
At the turn on the fourth, and then wide receiver, wide receiver, wide receiver. So I end up getting guys like Ajay, DeMarco Murray, Jordan Howard. And then sometimes I get like Tyreek Hill or Dalvin Cook, but usually it's somebody like Ty Montgomery, which are all fine.
Yep.
Then I get Breeze in the fourth, and then I get some pretty decent second-tier receivers like Devontae Parker and Golden Tate and those guys, and I can fill it out from there.
Right. I don't hate it, dude.
No, I don't hate it either.
Yeah, I don't think Rodgers will be there. He'll probably get drafted in the first
10th?
Round.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless
I don't
your people
want
are asleep.
I'm not drafting a quarterback in the first round. But if I can get Breeze in the fourth round, things work out pretty well.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
I did that. I got Breeze in two leagues, and it's the first time in literally years that I've had a top-tier quarterback.
It's fun.
Just because, for whatever reason, he slipped to the fourth and one. I wanted to get him in a third league, but got auto-drafted. Somebody auto-drafted.
Right.
Killed me anyway. So
I was listening to that yesterday. I never have a good quarterback either, and I'm kind of really excited. I feel like going on the first date or something.
Right. Yeah. The only thing you have to watch out for is if somebody snakes him before you, and then you're like, what do I do now?
Guess I gotta take Matt Ryan.
Yeah. Which I mean, that's not bad either.
It's not gonna suck.
That's not bad either.
Not in the fourth though.
No.
If I can't get one of the top three in the top four rounds, Then I wait and I get Mariota or Winston in the seventh.
Yeah, you just kind of do the same thing you've been doing. But I don't hate that strategy.
Yeah,
and I do. Well, it's not bad. But the funny thing about that is when I do that strategy, I kind of end up with the same wide receivers, except for maybe one stud.
Right. Right. Well, listen, man, the first thing is you're thinking about this like correctly and really well. So whatever ends up happening, I think you'll be satisfied with your team. I think trying to snag Breeze, going RB, 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 and trying to snag Breeze is a really neat idea.
Do any of your league mates listen to the show?
Yeah.
Because if they do, you're screwed.
Oh, I don't know. I totally am. But, you know, it's too early in the morning here. People are still sleeping off hangovers.
Gotcha.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And weed food comas and such.
Right. Yeah,
exactly.
I would
go, a belly full of gummy bears.
Right.
That's right. And then gummy bears.
And then actual.
Yeah, actual gummy bears. Yeah, Erebus,
not weedy ones.
Sorry, we don't advocate illegal marijuana use.
It's not.
We have our town has less than 2,000 people and 7 pot shops.
Wow. Wow.
Very nice, I guess.
Living the dream, bro.
Anyway, guys, thanks a lot. I guess I'm not crazy for trying to
go
for a quarterback in the first 4 rounds. That's sort of a no wide receiver strategy.
A little bit, but kinda. I mean, like you said, there's value to be found late, and the quarterbacks are outplaying them in your system. So why wouldn't you draft one? I mean, I know we get a lot of crap because people always say that we recommend we're RB high. And that's not true. We're RB high if your numbers dictate it, which they almost always do in standard and PPR, like normal scoring systems.
Right.
You know, normal roster.
Totally. Totally.
It's just not something
our wide our running back numbers are way higher than the other categories.
It's just not even close.
Well, when you have the 6-point touchdown and the 1 point for 25 yards passing, that kind of really shoves quarterbacks up to the top.
It does.
Or near the top, anyway.
Yeah. Right.
So, by the way, I just want to say you might be crazy, but not about this, Mike.
Right.
Because we're not going to judge you on other facets of your life, just on your football.
You might be totally insane. We don't know. But your football is your football strategy is sound.
Let us know how it works out, man.
Yeah, man. Give us a call back.
Thanks
a lot, fellas.
All
right, man.
Bye.
You got it. See ya. Hey, there goes Mike in Colorado. Good call.
Yeah, it was fun.
Enjoyed that. Enjoyed that a lot. All right, let's go to the forum here real quick. Robo Coyote says, "What's up, gents? Glad to have you guys back. Here's the thing. We never left. We haven't left for the past 2 seasons. In the off seasons, we do a show every other week.
Yep.
Because there's too much. So much happens. We
plus
have
we like,
to, talk
we like
about.
To get some randoms in too, though, so that's why we don't do it every week.
Yeah, so we do. I think this last year we did 6 or 7 randoms, which was not enough. Really.
Not enough.
I kind of felt we needed to do more, but sorry, you know, it just happens anyway. So he says, "Hey, I had the 12th pick in my money league and hated the RB, so I snagged up Nelson and Michael Thomas. Came back and got Mixon, Dalvin Cook, and Abdullah with picks 3 through 5.
High risk, high reward."
Yeah, they are, you know, especially the 2 rooks. Now, Jamie, boy producer, is really high on Amir Abdullah this year. And seeing him play in the first quarter of the 3rd preseason game,
looked
he looked pretty good.
Looked good.
And honestly, Marvin Jones looked good.
Yep.
Golden Tate looked good.
Listen, it's going to be a good offense. It has been for
that's never
a
been
while.
The problem.
No.
Well, they've had running issues, like actually handing off and running.
Right.
Those guys, you know, Theo Riddick and Abdullah are more of the Roger Craig type of, you know, of the running game is the, I say the running Roger Craig type of where the handoff is the short pass and then run.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see how that
Kevin
works
just
out.
Referenced an 80s football running back.
Well, yeah, dude, I was in my 20s in the 80s. Leave me alone.
Yeah, but these people don't know who Roger Craig is.
Well, they should. Football history. Roger Craig, the San Francisco 49ers. They won Super Bowls.
He went ahead and ran with the high knees.
He did. He says, so I'm hoping some of the rookie running backs pan out. At least one of them, dude.
Yeah.
And you know what? All indications say that both of them have a pretty good opportunity.
Yep.
So he says, what do you guys think about Carson in Seattle? I really like the way he ran in the preseason. Hopefully some of the other running backs get hurt. And he gets a shot at starting. Rest of the team is in my SIG. Always a pleasure. And screw the Eagles. Well, he's a Cowboy fan, so I don't blame him there, really.
So I'm assuming you're talking about Chris Carson?
Yeah, I would assume so.
Listen, anything can happen, and they have had issues in the past with running backs. We know that Fat Eddie isn't necessarily reliable, right? The problem is they have a lot of running backs. You know, so even if, you know, Eddie Lacy gets hurt, right? You still got Rawls. You still got Procise, right?
Right.
So the chances that Carson's going to get a significant amount of time on the field are pretty slim.
If that happens, the Seahawks are in emergency mode.
Yeah,
really.
Or he just, you know, so good he plays his way on the field. Even then, though, they're still going to split time. So, I mean, as a late round flyer, sure, I wouldn't expect anything out of him, though. He's probably going to be a week 3 drop and then a week 15 pickup.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's going to mostly be Lacy and Rawls.
Yeah.
You know, splitting first down, second down duty,
mm-hmm.
and Procise, you know, in for third down.
Peppered in, yeah.
Right. And Carson, you know, maybe get 5 or 6 touches a game.
Yeah.
First few games, but sure. Then, you know, if he uses those to flash, then, you know, maybe he increases that. So
maybe, yeah.
You know, is it something I would count on?
No.
No, you can't really count on that. You can hope, you know, but we'll
and
see.
And, dude, don't hope that other players get hurt, man. That's bad mojo.
Yeah, and we're not talking about the dude in Columbus.
Right.
Yeah, that's good mojo. Actually, Candy's good mojo. Mojo?
Not so good mojo.
Creepy mojo. Yeah. No, he's not creepy. He's pretty creepy. He's a good dude.
He's pretty creepy.
No, he's all right. Takes good photographs.
He does.
If we did, it'd be on him. He took photos with a special lens of the eclipse and then put them on the
website.
Yeah,
they were incredible, yeah.
Yeah, he did great.
Yeah. Fantastic
well
stuff.
Well done, sir.
Yeah, I just went outside and looked at it.
I built boxes, and we were outside going, well, this kind of sucks, you know?
Really, I had my grandparents were in Columbia, South Carolina, which is one of the areas that was totality.
Yeah.
So they had all this stuff about it. It was like a big thing there. And so my grandfather sent me literally like 25 glasses.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was like, hand them out, you know, so.
Somehow they never made their way to my house.
I didn't know you needed glasses, dude. I had tons of them. I even had the ones that go over top of your cheaters.
Nice.
You can just not have to worry about putting those on. Yeah, they work great. Yeah,
we built boxes. Yeah, you know, it was okay. That's the way back in the old days, that's before the glasses, yep. You know, you build the box with the pinhole, and that's what we did. So anyway, if you want to get in on the call number here, it's 650-733-8334.
Seems to be running well now.
Oh, well, after the first thing, I guess there was some issue with the software, Calling Studio software.
Yeah.
But it's all good. It's working. So we have emails as well.
About to do one, yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Gary says, hey, fellas. Let me blow this text up. I'm getting old. My league decided to drop a bench spot this year, which brings us down to 4. Ugh. He says, don't ask me. I went wide receiver heavy early and had to take a bunch of RB flyers in the late rounds, and I didn't bother drafting a kicker. So now I have to drop one of my running backs to make space on my roster so that I have a kicker for week 1. Which guy do I drop?
Ooh.
Jamal Williams, Jamal Charles, or Marlon Mack? Can I just say no?
Can you just put a running back in the kicker spot?
Oh, man. Says he's filling his RB spots with Zeke/McFadden. I know how much you love McFadden. And Bilal Powell, which is dicey. So I'm thinking I need to keep whoever's most likely to be serviceable right now. All of those guys are possibilities, dude.
Well, the deal is any of those guys that you drop are immediately going to get picked up.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I would say... Man, I don't know.
Is there a receiver you have you can drop?
I guess not. I don't think you can drop Jamal Williams. Okay, he's a dynamic player. He might be overhyped, but he's on a really good offense. So I don't think that's something you can pass up.
Yeah.
Right? Now, when it comes to Jamal Charles, on the other hand...
He's probably leading my pack just because... But he really looked good.
He did.
He looked like the Jamal of old.
And if he's healthy, he's going to be a top back.
Well, there's a C.J. Anderson issue, blah, blah, blah. But
yeah, C.J. Anderson's got his own issues.
Well, one of them's Jamal Charles.
Right. The guy runs a 4.3. He's 30 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. So then you come down to a guy like Marlon Mack. He's probably your safest drop at this point, and here's why. That offense... is in shambles without Luck. He's got a Frankie Gore problem, which somehow Gore keeps playing football.
And at a decent level.
Yeah, decent enough to keep you know, this guy at least to partial duty. I really like Marlon Mack. I'm very high on him.
He said duty.
I did say duty. I'm very high on Marlon Mack this year. But out of those three guys, I think he has the least potential. The least upside.
Yeah, and that's not to say he doesn't have any.
No,
it's just
his upside's quite good. It's just that Jamal Charles was a leading rusher in the NFL before, and Jamal Williams is an emerging talent on one of the best offenses in the league. Marlon Mack has neither of those things, so I would drop Mack.
Well, I would love to have Mac in a keeper league.
Yeah, me too.
But you know, I have a feeling, you know, that Jamal Williams is the Jordan Howard of 2017.
Yep.
There's no real indication that Marlon Mack is going to have that same opportunity.
Correct, sir.
Because there's other running backs in Indianapolis as well. So we'll see.
Yeah. Right.
All right, so see, SARS Monster, new to the forum and the show, presumably, says, "Hi, guys, I'm messaging you here in case I have had too many drinks to call in later. Your show starts at midnight here." Dude's in Korea.
That's cool.
Yeah. Dynasty PPR Flex, would you go C.J. Anderson or Devontae Parker?
Whoa.
It's a PPR.
It's a PPR, yeah.
That leans me toward the receiver, but...
Who was it again? C.J. Anderson?
C.J. Anderson, Devontae Parker.
I'm trying to figure out who they're playing. Hold on a second. I don't have that stuff in my head. So, C.J. Anderson's playing the Chargers, and Devontae Parker's playing Tampa.
Is Miami home, or are they in Tampa?
They're both at home. I think I would start C.J. Anderson. I think I would.
Yeah, well, you know, we tend to lean toward the running back in that situation.
Parker's not the PPR monster on that team either.
He's not. That would be Landry.
Right.
The PPR monster there. Devontae Parker's the guy who is going to catch three or four passes for 75 yards, maybe a touchdown. Whereas Anderson is going to get, you know, probably 12 to 15 carries.
15 touches is what I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
You know, I'd have to lean Anderson here. I really like Parker this year.
I do, too.
In this situation, I think I'd probably stick with CJ, which kind of scares me to be recommending CJ Anderson for anything other than bad things. I'm sure he's a hell of a nice guy, but when it comes to fantasy, you know, I have troubles. Anyway.
No, right.
So email then. By the way, 650-733-8334.
This is the last email, Kevin.
All right.
I imagined week one would be a little slow, but that's okay.
Dude, we're at 51 minutes. We're going to hit the hour. We'll be fine.
Yeah, we're fine. Chris says, do you think I was complaining?
No.
All right. I'm going to throw a pen at you. You talk to me like that again.
You suck. Now you don't have a pen.
I don't have a pen. I need a pen.
Do you?
Yeah.
Let me hook you up.
Hey, fantasy football guys. Glad to have you guys back on Saturday, as I'm a FedEx driver and listen to pods all day long. So the more football, the better.
Oh, here you go.
Awesome, bro. A guy in my league today dropped AP and added Jaquizz. I quickly added AP to my roster. And
of course you did.
I dropped Paul Perkins.
Okay.
I already have Mark Ingram on my team, and this is a one peeper. You guys like this move? Yeah.
Well, yeah, I do.
Yeah. Only other players I had on my bench to drop were Jeremy Hill, and it seems like he's going to have had a better season than Perkins so far. Thanks for the help, guys. Listen, Kevin's really high on Paul Perkins. He always talks about him.
I wouldn't say that.
I don't think that those Giants can run the football. We've actually had this discussion a couple shows ago.
Plus, Perkins has issues in protection and vision.
That keep him off the field, yeah. AP is potentially a monster in that offense. So, yeah. Love it.
Can you imagine AP and Mark Ingram on the field at the same time?
I love it.
How can Sean Payton, being the offensive genius / guru that he is, you know he has a package like that.
Sure.
You know it.
Why wouldn't you?
You know, you can start them both off in the backfield. That's what always killed me about the Cowboys going back to the 70s. They never had Dorsett and Herschel Walker in the same backfield at the same time.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It's like, why wouldn't you put Herschel at fullback, you know, in that slot? Because what the hell do you do if you're the defense?
I know.
Right, but you know Sean Payton's thinking that.
Damn right.
And then, you know, you run Ingram out to the slot, and, you know,
I'm very high on Ingram this year.
Yeah, I think.
I think the addition, he's one of the few cases where the addition of another running back, I think, is going to help him.
Oddly enough.
I mean, it'll keep the wear and tear off of him, right? Because they really didn't have anybody they could count on.
Not really, in a big way.
You know, like Hightower or some, you know what I mean? But not really.
Right.
You know, they had Reggie Bush for years. I don't know if Ingram was there at the same time as Bush, but
that's good analysis.
You know, it doesn't matter. But they've always had issues, running the football in that offense. And then Ingram comes along.
What before
then,
Ingram?
Right. And Ingram comes along, and
they had good guys. I mean, but Ingram,
it was okay.
Ingram is obviously the best running back they've had
for
years.
A while. Yeah. So that's what I was trying to spit out. So you bring in a guy like AP to take a little bit of the heat off of him, right? And now all of a sudden, you know, you got to worry about him too. Yeah, plus he's going to wear down them defenses. Because chasing AP around the field, that's bothersome. So I really like the pick. And to be honest, I would not have drafted Paul Perkins anyway. Just not a huge fan.
Well, you know, I guess if, you know, he's going to be a starting running back in the league. So
I get it.
You have to at least, you know, give him some attention in later single-digit rounds. But honestly, you know, I kept him in our dynasty.
Well, you keep 10 players in that league. So
yeah.
And you need running backs.
And, you know, that league, more than any other league we play in, running backs are at such a premium.
Yeah, it's rough.
You know, dude, I can't say how happy I am to have Gordon, Gurley, and McCaffrey in that league. That's fantastic.
Dude, I have a million good wide receivers.
I'm probably going to win like three games in that league. You know.
I know.
Anyway, so it appears as though the calls are gone.
Okay.
So a couple calls, you know, three calls.
Not too bad. We'll have a ton next week.
Yeah. And you know what? The way we do this is we just keep going until the calls stop.
Yep. We just keep rolling.
That's how we do it. So with that in mind.
That's right. Let's get out of here, bitches.
Thanks for joining us on this Saturday, or listening to us when you get this later, when you catch it on Blog Talk Radio, whatever. Coming up on Wednesday, we're going to be doing our first week preview show. Plus, we're going to be talking to the person we're playing in the first Experts League.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's going to be
interesting.
We'll do a couple
minutes.
I might
have to do that one remote. I'm sorry about that. My daughter's having a baby on Monday.
Yeah, or it may just be me doing it, dude.
Yeah, that's fine, too.
Yeah, we'll see how that works.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the next week you can call a guy. Anyway, so there you go.
All right.
We'll be back Wednesday. And don't forget, once the season starts, like, not Tuesday coming up, but the week after that, we'll be doing a waiver wire show as well. So we're all up in your grill piece. Enjoy your weekend. What?
All up in your grill piece.
All right, we're out. Have a good weekend. Enjoy Labor Day if you're in the United States. If not, well, then happy Monday. See ya. Bye.
Love you, mate.